Hello, all the monsters out there listening from under beds across the country, maybe even the world. How y'all doing? Spooky?
I'm sorry,
spooky?
Can I stop you for just a second?
What?
I feel like we try to be inclusive on this show, and I don't want to exclude closet-dwelling monsters. I just think that they've been underrepresented for a long time.
Yeah, because they've been in the closet.
Well,
but this is Pride Month, Ryan.
I guess it was fair game to take that metaphor to its logical conclusion.
Yep. I don't see how you didn't expect it.
You know, I don't look forward. I look backward.
That doesn't make any sense.
If we don't learn from the mistakes of the future, we're doomed to repeat them for the first time. Ken M.
Anyway, so about the cereal last time.
Yes.
I was eating cereal at the beginning of the show, and I think that I'm going to make that a regular thing.
No.
Because whenever we're recording,
please
okay,
don't.
First of all, whenever we're recording, I'm very hungry. And second of all, I'm going to be protesting.
Protesting what?
The fact that we have not yet been picked up by a podcast network like Maximum Fun or Rocket Jump. Are they one of the people who does that?
They have internal podcasts.
Oh, okay. Who's another place that...
Earwolf.
Earwolf? That sounds awesome. I want them.
All the big broadcasters. NPR has a network.
Yeah, we're going to get on NPR. Come on, I'm not shooting myself.
Radiotopia.
That sounds nice.
Audio Boom. Wondery. Gimlet.
It's all starting to blur together in my head. I'm sure they're all very special people who would be enriched by us.
There's one common thread between all of those networks.
Mm-hmm.
We're not on them.
Yeah. And so I'm protesting that by eating a bowl of cereal on every episode. Because guess what? If we're not being supported by a network of loving friends and family podcasts, friend podcasts and family podcasts, then I'm not getting paid for this. I have no incentive not to eat a bowl of cereal on every episode.
Yes, you do. Your incentive is people continuing to listen.
Hunger strike.
That's the opposite of what you're doing.
I'm on strike and I'm hungry.
You're eating in protest.
It's a hunger strike because I'm very hungry.
No. That's like protesting by having a march where everyone stays home.
That sounds a lot easier. Wait, there are stay-home protests. They just don't call them marches.
Name me a stay-at-home protest.
I don't look, I'm no historian, as we all know, right, listeners? They get me. But I'm pretty sure there have been historical protests where people stand. Anyway, I'm going to be eating a bowl of cereal. Every episode is protest. Excuse me, I must go get my cereal. Goodbye. We're out of cereal. Hunger strike over. Or has the hunger strike just begun?
Yeah, see, that's the problem with your whole outlook here.
My outlook is sad because I have no cereal.
All right, here's the thing. From now on, you will protest our non-inclusion in a network.
Loudly and verbally.
By eating a bowl of cereal before each recording. And when you finish your cereal, I will hit record. But they'll know. They'll know.
They'll know? Can I tell them what kind of cereal I just ate?
Sure. If it makes you happy.
Today it was knockoff Cocoa Rice Krispies.
Cocoa Dino Bites.
Yeah.
Mm.
I ate the food of the people.
The food of... Okay. Well, if you're finished protesting...
How dare you say that?
What are we talking about this week?
Well, I don't know, Ryan. You tell me.
That's right. I chose the topic this week because I am so hyped.
Big man.
For Fallout 76.
So that if the bombs do come, our way of life will endure.
Almost heaven. Here's the thing.
That's Fallout Boy's new album, right?
Nope. That funny joke.
I downloaded that and it's very good and I'm enjoying it quite a lot. Can we talk about that instead? Okay,
no,
I don't think you'll mind.
It's my turn. Okay. I'm very into video games. And
no. Go on.
Those of you who are also into video games might know that Fallout 76 was announced this month, and there was a big to-do about it at Bethesda's press conference at E3.
Can I interject for a quick second?
Be my guest.
I embarrassed myself quite badly at a big, big party on the East Coast one time by trying to say something relevant about video games, and I did say Bethesda because I had only ever read the word, and I guess I kind of glossed over and switched a couple letters in my mind. And they were like, "Don't you mean Bethesda?" And I'm like, "No, I'm pretty sure it's Bethesda." Someone had to show the word to me, and I, oh God.
Oh, I'm sorry to do this to you, but you're pronouncing that incorrectly. It's Bethesda.
So I ran into the woods, and that's where the story of the Flatwood Monster came from.
That was interesting. You should mention the Flatwood Monster.
Is it?
Because although you're not the biggest video game fan, there's something.
How dare you? No, Reggie Fils-Aimé is technically the biggest video game fan.
You can't possibly become larger than Reggie Fils-Aimé.
He's so large. He's 2 Bigfoots in a trench coat standing on top of each other's shoulders.
And they still won't sell him an R-rated movie ticket. He's trying. He's really trying. So although you're not the biggest video game fan, there is something in this one that might greatly interest you.
Oh.
It takes place in West Virginia, a fictionalized Fallout version of West Virginia.
I've never been there. I'm not interested. How dare you suggest that I might be?
I'm getting there. So this is 25 years after the bombs went off. Now, West Virginia was not a direct target because, let's be honest, it's not exactly a population center. But it has been thoroughly irradiated by the bombs hitting as close as Washington, D.C. Because of that, all of the creatures are mutated, and many of the enemies are based on cryptids and legends of West Virginia.
So is it implying that the radiation created those cryptids? Or did the cryptids already exist in the world of Fallout?
I think the idea is that...
did they already exist and survive the radiation?
It depends. Mostly created by the radiation, I think.
So did the myths already exist before the radiation and the Fallout happened, and then they created the cryptids that already had myths about them, which would be a huge...
cognitive dissonance, suspension of disbelief, I think.
Ugh, I guess so. I don't like having to do that.
I know. They're not one for one. So, for example, they've got the Grafton Monster, which is a giant, pale-skinned, headless creature that was reported around the city of Grafton. In the game, it's kind of the same thing, but it's got sort of muscled skin... blahness, and it's like mutated and big old club hand. So if that thing existed before the radiation, it wouldn't have stayed secret for long.
Well, that's what we say about all the cryptids, right? None of them are very little.
Well, no, it depends.
We'll see. Still hunting Bigfoot.
They're going to have the Flatwood Monster in there. They're going to have the Snallygaster, which is a dragon-like demon that hunts outside of D.C.
Also my stage name. Only I'm called the Snally Blaster.
Nice.
Nice. Get it? I don't.
My favorite is Mothman, though. Because not only is
our
Mothman going to be in there, but I've heard whispers that, and I'm very connected, I've heard whispers from my little birds that...
How many episodes did we go without Game of Thrones references?
Just about 20.
Damn.
Reset the clock.
It has been this many days since a workplace accident.
That's what we call that, a workplace accident. But yeah, I've heard whispers that the Mothman might follow you around, or it might evolve
like Pikachu over in Pokemon
time.
Yellow?
No, more like...
It follows?
Yes.
He's going to get you.
I think it will evolve over time in the way that you fight it or interact with it. They're keeping very tight-lipped about it, but I'm very excited either way. They also have a bunch of creatures that are not necessarily based on myths of West Virginia, but are cool irradiated creatures nonetheless, like two-headed possums.
That's so... Fuck, that's a little on the nose, huh?
I guess. And giant sloths.
From whence? Was there like a large breeding population in the local zoo?
Megalonyx jeffersoni was Jefferson's ground sloth. It's the official state fossil of West Virginia.
So the radiation soaked into the fossils in Jurassic Parked them and life found a way. Or is it just a nod to the fact that it's the state fossil?
I think it's a nod, okay, because the state fossil is a giant prehistoric sloth.
We're going to nod right back. That's our nod noise.
That's the noise we make when we nod. It will be called a mega sloth.
Ugh.
And
get good.
I did see gameplay footage of one of them emitting a poison cloud. So that seems fun.
It's poison type. Fallout's is Pokemon's.
There's also going to be a giant bat monster called a Scorch Beast.
Yep. Okay.
I haven't seen this, but it must breathe fire, right? Or maybe it didn't, I forgot. But I'm going to assume that it is a giant fire-breathing bat.
I'm not super impressed with any of these creature names that Fallout 76 has come up with so far. Probably because I know a little bit about Fallout, and I do know that they did have things called rad roaches.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a rad roach. A skateboard on past. They could probably use two skateboards because they have so many little legs.
Yeah.
Imagine him on two skateboards. He's very stable, but he's still doing tricks.
Good stuff.
I'm a rad roach. If anyone's going to do fan art, can you do a double skateboard rad roach?
What up? Smoking is cool. No, Rad Roach, it's not.
Rad Roach.
Hey, I hate women and old people.
Hey, Roach, that's not very rad. Oh, he's a bad roach. Oh, no, every one in 100 Rad Roaches.
Bad roach.
No, every one in 100 Rad Roaches turns out to be a bad roach, and you got to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Bad apple spoils the bunch.
Bad roach spoils the poach.
Pretty soon, it's like a Squirtle squad.
Fallout's is Pokemon's is basically what we're saying here.
Another thing that you might be excited about, and I know that I was, is there are going to be various vantage points because there's a mountain range cutting straight through the map. There are going to be a number of places where you can get up high and check your surroundings, including a number of Firewatch towers.
Hey, that's my thing. I love Firewatch. It doesn't have monsters in it, so we can't talk about it on the podcast, which I actually said when we finished the game. And I was like, oh, I wish that it had some monsters so we could talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it's such a good game.
It's a great game, guys. Check out at least a trailer or a Let's Play for Firewatch. It's made by Campo Santo, a game company that's actually from Bellevue, Washington.
Hey!
And they just got bought by Valve. So hopefully they have some great things to come.
Coming out of the spout.
Coming out of the tap.
Because you turn the valve.
Oh, yeah. Nice gaming joke.
Oh my god, I did a gaming joke. You know, I play video games sometimes, man. I'm not gonna buy into this whole one of us is a gamer and the other is like, what's a Mario? I know a little bit about games.
Yeah.
Don't tweet at me. Don't tweet at me asking to prove that because I'll send Crash Bandicoot after
you. Oh yeah,
you
like games? You like games? Name five of their albums. Gotcha.
That's SNE messed up.
Oh, another great game joke.
That's my contribution.
So there's a lot more that we know about Fallout 76, and I would love to keep talking about it, but this is not a video game podcast. It is a...
As much as you would like it to be.
...monster podcast, and that is about where our oeuvre overlaps with the game.
Egg?
No. That is about where our ovum overlaps with the egg.
I'm sorry, it was a funny joke.
Thank you. You're welcome. I don't know which... Your joke or my joke? We're both funny.
Yeah. Oh. Let's give ourselves a little pat on the back.
Okay. Oh, it feels good.
Your back is a little sticky, I think.
I'm so sweaty.
I'm hungry and he's sweaty.
And together, we're...
Yucky.
Yuck. Twins.
Yuck twins.
Yuck buddies.
Yuck but. Oh, we're Ooh. Yuck buddies.
Oh, no.
I'm changing the name of the podcast. Welcome.
Welcome to our Fear Factor fan cast, Yuck Buddies.
Welcome to our just generally super nasty podcast, Yuck Buddies. Can you get the copyright or domain name or something for that? Because I actually really, 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 really love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to go copyright Yuck Buddies real quick.
Please. And thank you. I'm choosing to interpret that seriously with not an ounce of sarcasm because Yuck Buddies is a fucking awesome name. And can we start a new podcast?
No. Maybe. No.
Fuck
maybe.
Bigfoot and Bob.
Hey.
No, I love you, Bigfoot.
I'm on that show.
Yeah.
So, despite your best efforts, it's going to be a little bit of a short one today. Thank you for hanging out with us. We always appreciate it. If you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you can go ahead and get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial of their service. Really good stuff.
I recommend my autobiography, Yuck Buddies.
Oh, my God. I wrote the foreword, so I guess that's fine.
Also, anything by Carl Hiaasen, again, because I don't think any of you actually went out there and did that, and I want to see those book reports on my desk by Monday.
Yes, Miss V.
Ugh, my mom is that.
Mr. Roach is my father. You can call me Rad.
Brad Roach.
Brad.
Oh, my God. His big brother, Brad Roach. And Chad Roach. And guess what? Dad Roach.
Dad Roach.
Dad Roach.
Hi, eating mouse poop under the fridge. I'm Dad.
Ugh.
Oh, sorry. I should save that for Yuck Buddies. You can email us, bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
Sure. Tell us spooky things, scary things. Tell us about your own personal monsters.
You can tweet us at Bigfoot and Bob on Twitter.
Yeah, tweet us up.
And not Instagram, because Instagram sucks.
Well, we just don't have one. So until we get one, it sucks. Monstergram. That actually sounds like when a monster knocks on your door and is like, I'm here to tell you that somebody loves you.
That's pretty good.
Halloween should have Monstergrams.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like a Dracula shows up at your door and he's like, blah.
We are just full of good ideas today.
We're full of something. But it ain't cereal.
And it ain't sweat because all of it has exited my body.
So gross. He's shriveling up like a mummy, guys. We got to get out of here. Oh, he just crumbled into dust. Well, I've been Layla.
And I've been Ryan.
And the truth is in here. Yeah.